countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of Rural Ireland Weekly.
Now, according to new figures released by Bord Bia this week, we're cracked mad about eggs, with consumption of eggs up by 11% more than in the last 12 months. Now, in fact, we've consumed over 650 million eggs over the last year. But you can boil them, you can fry them, you can poach them, or you can scramble them. The versatile egg is, of course, a key ingredient in home baking, which more and more of us have taken up during the various lockdowns this year. It's 10 a.m. on Friday morning, and I'm here in Mullagh, County Cavan. And Margaret Farley's free-range hens have just finished their breakfast and are heading out for a wander across the fields.
Well, this is Clonairn, Mullagh, just on the Cavan Mead border, Damien. And this is your first time here, so welcome.
Margaret, along with her husband Leo, started in the egg business in 1988 with 150 hens on their small dairy holding. Today, there are over 200,000 hens here and across other producer farms supplying the Margaret's Egg brand.
Most of the eggs are produced in counties Cavan and Monaghan. We have a couple of farms in Meath and one in Longford. The eggs have to be brought in to us twice a week for grading, and they go into retail, most of them. Flock numbers vary from 2,800 to 10,000 birds in a flock. 10,000 seems a big number, but in fact it's not in modern day terms. Much, much bigger houses are being built at the moment for free range.
So you're completely free range, are you?
Yes, we made a decision in 1993 to stay free range and free range only. All of our competitors have going through their packing centres would have all types of eggs, organic, free-range, caged eggs and barred eggs.
So how many eggs are laid here where we are now on the home farm on a given day?
Well, we would expect, these birds are 35 weeks of age and they're laying at their prime now. So we would be expecting to get about 93% at this stage, and we have between the two houses, we have 8,500 birds. It takes about 24 hours, maybe 26, to make an egg. And so all the time, when we are looking at these hens here, there's an egg developing inside. They've just laid one. 40 minutes later, they start making the next one. And that process goes on until the egg is laid the following morning.
So they'd be laying around six
around
eggs a
six
week?
Around six a week when they're at their peak.
Nice. Yes. Down south in County Cork, it's a similar story with Riverview Eggs.
Welcome, Damien. Welcome to Riverview Eggs. We're based here in Watergrass Hill in County Cork.
Well, back in 1966, Margaret Kelleher, along with her husband, Danjo, decided to diversify their dairy and beef farm into egg production at White's Cross, just outside Cork City.
So I'm going to introduce you to the matriarch of the business, my mother, Mrs. Margaret Kelleher. Here she is.
Margaret, how are you? Pleased to meet
thank you. Thank you, Inver. Great to see you too.
It's a long time ago, 1965, we were married, and we got our first hens in June 1966. From there on, and I suppose it was a big adventure at the time. I remember the neighbours were saying, how could you have so many hens inside in the house? And from there then, the next year, the old hen house, as we used to call it, and we put more hens into that then, because we used to have a joke about it, like, what will we do with it? And so from there on, it grew, really. Well, my husband, Danjo, he was great. And when we had mooted this idea about hens, he said, we'll go for it. And I suppose we were lucky. We had no hiccups along the way. We had no disease. There was no... You'd have to be so careful, make sure they have water, they have food. Because I remember one Sunday, and the children was collect on a Sunday when we were out in Watergrass Hill, when we had another house there, and they were saying, we'll go after Mass. And anyway, I said, cripes, no, we'll go up now. And luckily we did, because there was two lines of hens without water. And if we hadn't gone out that morning to check, the hens would be dead in 3 or 4 hours.
And that could have been the end of your business, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be.
And fast forward to today, those children continue to be involved in the family business, which is now headquartered with a packing and distribution centre in Watergrass Hill and run by Margaret's son, DJ.
The eggs that you see being packed here now came in overnight from the farms. They'll be inside in the supermarkets this afternoon and tomorrow morning.
And how many eggs are you packing here on a weekly basis?
we're packing over a million eggs a week here. We have 13 producers, predominantly here in Munster. So like we would have just shy of 500,000 hens that we're taking production from. Well, the eggs come in, as one might call it, the raw material. They're ungraded from the farms. And then they're put through the egg grading machine here, which weighs every single individual egg and then puts the traceability information and the Board BIA logo onto the individual egg, puts it into the pack. The pack is then closed and more information is put onto the outside of the pack so that the consumer can read that in the instant that they're purchasing it on shelf. Those eggs are going into depot this afternoon and they'll be inside in the shops this evening. You're given 28 days from date of lay. So date of lay starts the minute the hen lays the egg on the farm. So that's why we strive to get the eggs in every day from each farm.
These eggs are sourced from a number of mainly local-based producers.
Yeah, well, Damien, as you saw, we only travelled half a kilometre from the packing centre. This is our closest production farm that we have, which is owned by my husband, Fintan Foley.
We're producing eggs every day. Obviously, the hen will lay one every day, and the eggs are collected every day, and they'll be in the shops tonight. Yeah, they come into me about 17 weeks old. They take about 2 or 3 weeks to settle down. They start laying about 20 weeks. And at that stage, you're up to about 95% production. They stay here until around 80, 84 weeks because as the hen gets older, the egg shell thins and the quality diminishes. And that's about 84 weeks, roughly, maximum.
2020 has been a roller coaster year for the egg business. Even though food service shut down, demand jumped up in shops and supermarkets as we cooked and baked more using eggs.
On the back of that, like we saw it happening in March, April, where everybody was at home. They were baking, they were cooking, but they were also realising the value and the versatility of an egg in being able to make a meal. You know, eggs are versatile and they will feed your family on a budget.
Absolutely, and that's wonderful. Wonderful for the industry, wonderful for us, because the rising tide lifts all boats, I suppose, and we get our share. But we'd love you to be eating more and using more of them, of course. We'll never say enough's enough.
Enough is enough, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah, in some
exactly.
God, I'm such a child. If anybody has intermediate French, they will get that last little bit of giggling there that went on between myself and Margaret Farley of Margaret's Eggs in Mullan, County Cavan. And before that, another Margaret and another woman entrepreneur ahead of her time. That was Margaret Kelleher and her son DJ Kelleher and Fintan Foley of Riverview Eggs in Watergrass Hill in County Cork. We've a tweet here to finish the programme. A tweet, yeah, hens and all that and birds. And the background noise from the egg segment is gas. Sounds like the British House of Commons.